ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupis with the latest. The deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has spent his first night in U.S. custody after he was flown to New York with his wife Celia Flores. He's expected to appear in a New York court on Monday local time on drugs and weapons charges, which he's described as a pretext for regime change. Meanwhile, Venezuela's Supreme Court has ordered the country's vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, to assume the role of acting leader. She'd earlier delivered a defiant speech accusing the U.S. of an illegitimate kidnapping and declared Venezuela would not become a colony. That came despite President Donald Trump's assertion that she'd expressed a willingness to work with Washington. Mr. Trump unexpectedly reversed his support for Venezuela's main opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Maria Corina Machado, saying she doesn't have the respect to become president. Back home, New South Wales police say a man's been found tied up and with stab wounds in the boot of a car in Sydney's west. The vehicle was found in a unit complex car park at Villawood Sunday morning when passers-by heard cries for help. Officers found a man aged in his 30s tied up. He was taken to hospital in a stable condition. Myanmar's military rulers say they've pardoned more than 6,000 prisoners to mark Independence Day. Local media have reported that hundreds of people gathered outside the country's notorious Insein prison, waiting for the release of family members. Thousands have been arrested and jailed in the aftermath of the military coup in 2021. ABC News.